Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Hei Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Emir Tzashem, we will be completing Simen Shin Lamed Ches in today's share. We're on the second line, Siv Dalet. The Mechabi writes, HaMeshamer Perosav Uzrov Mivnei Chayev Oof. If you're out in the field watching your fruits or your vegetables, that they shouldn't be eaten by birds and animals. Lo yispo kafel kaf. You're not allowed to clap your hands together to make noise to scare them away. Lo yitapeach kapav ayibech. You're not allowed to clap your hands on your thighs. Lo yirakid lavrich. You're not allowed to stamp on your feet, to dance, make noises with your feet in order to go and scare these birds or animals away. The reason why you're not allowed to do this, the Mechaber tells us, is gzera. The rabbis instituted the gzera vir shemayit told sror v'yizrok lem. Because if they aren't scared away from your sounds, you may come to pick up a pebble and throw it at the animal, and it will go into the Rishos HaRabim, and therefore you'll be overcarrying. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Tezayin explains that the dancing over here below your rocket was beregel with your feet, lahashmiya kol lahavitz ovos, to again make noise with your feet in order to scare away the birds. Sivkan Yudzayin, you may come to throw a rock at them, and it will go into the Rishos HaRabim, which is, of course, an Issa Derais of going from Rishos HaYochid into Rishos HaRabim. However, he brings down Ula Poskim, the Bzman HaZelek Rishos HaRabim. According to many Poskim, there is no real official Rishos HaRabim today. It's all a Carmelist. So then, Efshar Deshari B'chozeh, then you would be allowed to go and do all of these things, because worse comes to worse, you'd only be doing an Issa Derabbanan. And therefore, to make a Gzeira over here that you can't do this, because you may come to do an Issa Derabbanan, that's a famous thing called the Gzeira L'Gzeirahi. And the rabbis don't make a Gzeira to protect the Gzeira Derabbanan. And therefore, the koshikin lesape kafel kak klachayad. And therefore, certainly to go and clap your hands in an abnormal way, let's say the front on the back of the hand, bevade shari lekuliyam, that would be permitted according to everybody. They locho shemayitol tror. And there, we don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to pick up a stone. Meachas sheish lo heker shein mesapek lehedja, because you're doing the clapping in an abnormal way, and that's going to remind you that it's Shabbos. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that you may come to pick up a stone and throw it into the Rishus HaRabin. Sif hey. The Mechaber writes, "Ein sochakim be'agozim." You're not allowed to play games with walnuts, v'lo b'sapuchim, not with apples, v'chayotzibo, or any other games like this where you're rolling things on the floor, mishum ashfuye gumos, because you're going to end up smoothing out holes in the ground, and that would be the iser of ashfuye gumos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Yudches, shemagaglin oson, you roll these walnuts or apples, or as we'll see, marbles on the ground. And this is the way the girls play, that they are hitting one marble on the other marble, one walnut on the other walnut, and as a result, you want to have a nice clear path. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Yutes, you're going to smooth out the area so they don't get moved aside by bumps in the dirt, and therefore that would be an Isser over here. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, the same thing would apply in terms of playing with a ball, which we learned already in Simen Shin Ches, Shalohuta Lasachipo Agabikarki, now you go play on a dirt floor, Mishum Chashash Hashvaz Gumas, because you may come to smooth out the ground. But one should not protest against children or women that don't know this halacha, Mishum Shemutav Shiyushogim Yayu Mizidim. It'd be better that they play the game when they don't think they're doing anything wrong, and if they're unfortunately not going to listen to you, then they're going to play the game when they know they're doing something wrong. So we have this principle that is applied under certain circumstances, that it would be better that somebody do something unintentionally rather than having them do it bemazed intentionally. The Ramon now adds, and he says, Hagov, Adavka Agabi Karka, that which we said you're not allowed to play these games over here, it's on a dirt floor. Abel Agabi Shulchan Shari, but if you're playing these marbles, for example, on a table, that would be permitted. The Lekal Migzar Shom Mishom Gumos, there is no concern over there that you're going to go smooth out any holes on the table because the table is not made of dirt. This is brought down in the Rebbeinu Yerucham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Chof explains, Vuadin Agabi Machatzelis, the same thing would apply on a mat where there's no concern of Ashuya Gumos, or on a beged, on a garment, or tavla, on some sort of a tray. We don't say you can't play on these things because they may come to play on dirt, the gzera l'gzera, because then that would be an example of a gzera for a gzera. And therefore, the rabbis didn't institute such a thing. However, agabe karka, but to play these things on the ground, even if it's a hard floor ground, the lo shayach ashuya gumos, even though there is no concern of ashuya gumos on this hard floor, gam kinos, so there the rabbis did institute that you can't do this because the karka bekarka michlov, it's very easy to mistake think if you can play on a hard floor, then you can play on a dirt floor. Because we need to karka shein merutzav, and therefore the rabbis did make a gzera in that situation that you can't play on a paved floor because you may come to play on an unpaved dirt floor. The issue footnote number 23 brings down this game of marbles, for example, if you wanted to play it on a courtyard, even when most of the floors in the city are in fact covered floors, hard floors. So Shlomo Zalman says that that would still be also because Ein Rov HaChatzeros Mirut Sofos, because most of the courtyards are still going to be dirt, and therefore the fact that the floors inside are covered, that doesn't allow you to go play on the courtyard. And the children that are playing over here won't understand the difference between playing on a paved courtyard versus a dirt courtyard. One is allowed, one is not. However, Shlomo Zalman does say that on a paved floor in the house, since most people do in fact have paved floors nowadays, then you would be allowed to go play on a hard floor in the house marbles. And Rav Ozan Zatzal Neshev Levi says the same idea, that you can play ball or marbles outside in a courtyard, even if it's a paved courtyard, but you could do so in the house or on a table. And Rav Yashin Zatzal says the same idea. You can play ball inside in a house, but the Ksos HaShulchan says, Osu l'sachri gam besoch bayis merutzof, afilu shor bati ha'ir merutzofim. He is machmer to not allow you to play ball or marbles even on a hard floor in the house, even when most of the houses have hard floors. The Ramah continues and he says, Umutu l'schok b'yatzom, you're allowed to play with various types of bones or pieces, shekorin shech, which I would have thought meant chess, which in fact, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 24 is what Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, the Minchas Yitzchak, brings down as shachmat, which is chess. But in the Tirgum at the bottom over here, he says this is something like chamesh avanim, which is like kugelach. And the Ramah says this is true. Afapi shemashmiim kol, even though it's going to make noise over here when you're playing with these pieces or with these kugelach, hold in a mechad l'shir, since you have no intention over here for making that noise, that's irrelevant. And he brings down the name of Hagos al-Fossi. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chafalef writes, V'noagim lasosin shel kesef, they used to make these pieces out of silver, shimuchod m'shabbos, there would be special games that they would play only on Shabbos. The imlo came, because if not for that, mechseku of the d'chob, but then you have another concern over here that it looks like a weekday activity. Then he brings down, Umaroi sason, cholek usvirulei, the Mari sason is more machmir over here, and he says, kivan she'en to'elis b'yedias chochmas haschokahu, since there's no purpose in these games, in knowing these games. What didn't call me any schok, and he says, all sorts of games like this, he forbids you to play them, usher. And he says, v'yaf b'chol, yizor mishul moshav leitz, and he says, even on a weekday, it's not a good idea, it's a waste of time over here, you're basically sitting and doing things that are of no relevance. Ukamosh kosev b'sim shim zayin, siv tezayin. And he says as well, look in the Birka Yosef, shevi o b'shim kam gedolim shechmir b'zeh. I would dare say that nowadays most people are not on that level, and I always tell people that it will all depend on what you'll be doing otherwise. If a person would have the ability to sit and learn all day, and instead he's playing games all day, so that's improper. But if the person would be doing otherwise far worse things, so certainly playing games on Shabbos would be acceptable. The Ramah continues and he writes, he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, that all of this is when you're playing these games just to have a good time, to have fun, that's when they're permitted. But if you're playing games to make money, then it would be absolutely prohibited. Even if you're playing a game called complete or incomplete, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chof Beis says is pirish grad or umgrad, which we can see in Tirgum number 2, is a game called zug or perid, which is basically odds or evens. Dirshu footnote number 25 brings down, what about playing a game like Monopoly on Shabbos, which is involved with business transactions? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shekivan Shemes Chokin Bekesev Mamish, you're not playing with real money, you're playing with play money. Ein lochush lekach, you don't have to be concerned about this, that this is a mischak that is osui laharviach ulahavsid, and therefore he would permit it. Rav Nissen Karol Shlita says he agrees with Rav Shlomo Zalman that technically there's nothing wrong with it because it's only a game and therefore you're not really doing business over here. But he says it's not covered Shabbos to have children playing on this. And he says you don't have to protest if they play, but he says the father shouldn't play along with them. Note, however, that Rav Shlomo Zalman did not put in this caveat and permitted apparently the fathers to play with their children at Monopoly. Games that involve writing down on a weekday, so the Chai Adam says you shouldn't play them on Shabbos because of a gezera, you may come to go and write. This would apply to crossword puzzles or other puzzles. Shaderechi lichto behem be'ez pitronah. When you're going and solving these puzzles, you normally would write it down, so you shouldn't do this on Shabbos. And Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down osur lasok behem b'Shabbos gezerah shemiyachtov. He says also that you're not allowed to do this because you may come to write it down. I didn't read the last words of the Ramah over here, who says the heavy kamaka komemka, the reason why you're not allowed to do these games over here is because it looks like business dealings. He brings down the name of the Augur, the Beis Yosef, and the Rambam. Then the Ramah continues and he says, but you shouldn't protest and you don't have to go and stop women and children who don't know these halachos from playing these games again because of the principle we brought down before, which is reiterated over here again, the name of Tosos, the Smag, and the Ghost Maimonios, the Mutav Shiyushogin Vayu Mezidim, that it would be preferable for them to go and transgress over here unintentionally rather than telling them and they're not going to listen to you and then they're going to transgress intentionally. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'lischok b'kador, to play ball on Shabbos, that we've already discussed, Ayin le'el simin shinches, se'if mem hei. Now Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, also Lishov Mayim Begalga, you're not allowed to go and draw up water in some type of a water wheel over here. Why? Gizera Shemiyamala Liginoso Vichurboso Olimishra Shopishtam, because it's so easy to do this, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat and Chav Gimel, Mitok Shemimalim Belo Torach, it's so easy to go take a lot of water over here, so you may come to take excessive water and use it for your garden or for your ruin or for your flax to soak it in some sort of a vat, and that would not be allowed. Lefikach, therefore, im lo ayasha, if the person doesn't have any of these things, lo gino, he doesn't have a garden, lo chorb, he doesn't have a ruin, lo berecha, lishros bo pishtun, he doesn't have a vat to soak his flax over here, a pit of some sort, mutter, then there is no problem over here in using this water wheel. The Mechaber continues and he writes, v'yesh omrim shelo asu el begalgal gadol shemotzi mayim harbe biyachet b'lo torach. There is a more lenient opinion, brought down the name of the Rosh, in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, that one would be allowed to use a regular water wheel. You should only not use a very large water wheel that brings up a large quantity of water so easily. And these are behem galgalim hakfuim behem deloyim harbi sobev. They're like wheels that have a whole bunch of buckets on them, so when it dips into the water, you're constantly filling up multiple buckets very, very easily. However, avo galgalim shalano, but our regular water wheels today, shein mamalim behem elamat, you're just using some sort of a wheel to bring up a bucket at a time, so you're only bringing up a little bit, mutter. There is no concern whatsoever over here. It's permitted to do so on Shabbos, deleka lemecha shlemidi, because there's no concern over here that you're going to go water, because each one requires a lot of work. We're not concerned that when you bring it up, you're going to, it's so easy to bring up a lot of water, you're going to go water your garden, etc. Now, again, we're talking here about it's purely mechanical. There is no electrical device involved. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat and Chav Dalet that we paskin over here, because of El Yeraba, the Kain Iko. We paskin like this more lenient opinion over here. The issue footnote number 26 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that we also don't have to be concerned that this wheel makes a lot of noise over here, because that's not musical noise over here. And even the Vilna Gaon writes, Shadover Mutter Kivin Sheklal Ein Miskavnim Bezeh Leshmiah Kol. The fact that it's making noise over here, it's not a problem. You certainly have no intention that this is music. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mishiesh Lo Peros Berosh Hagag Veroa Motor Shabbat. A person has fruits that are up on the top of his roof, and he sees that the rain is going to come, and it will ruin those fruits up there. You're not allowed to go lower them through some sort of a skylight that you have in your roof and bring them into the house so they won't get wet. However, but you are allowed to cover them up with a tarp or put something over them that they shouldn't get wet. And he says this would be true even vafilu levenim, even for bricks, shem muksim, which is something that's muksi, you're not allowed to move them. Mutu lechasosim mipiadel, if you'd be allowed to cover them up so that they don't get wet from dripping water. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chav Hei explains over here that you're not allowed to lower them down on Shabbos through the skylight. The Torah shelo letzorach Shabbosu, because there's no benefit for using them on Shabbos, and therefore you're doing excessive work on Shabbos that is not for the benefit of yourself on Shabbos. And the issue footnote number 27 adds over here, even not to lower it through a skylight, but to bring it down through steps like we have, would be forbidden as well. But the Mishnah Berurah then adds, Ha-peros letzorach hayom, shari, if you need some of the fruit that are up there to be eaten on Shabbos, then it is letzorach Shabbos, and therefore, shelo yitvenu b'gishamim, you'd be allowed to go and bring down whatever fruit you need for Shabbos in order that it shouldn't get ruined by the rain, and this is in the name of the Prima Godim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Chavav says you're allowed to put a tarp over them or cover them up in some way. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hinei b'yam shel shlomo hechmer b'zeh, the yam shel shlomo, the marshal, disagrees and is machmir and says you can't do this. The Avio Hamogen of Rom, the Mogen of Rom did bring down this Yam Shel Shlomo. However, Abo Ha'el Yerabba Ushari Achronim Hochichu Mehagmara de Mutter. But the other Achronim, including the El Yerabba, did not paskin like this machmir marshal, and they prove from the Gemara that you are allowed to cover up the fruits in this fashion. The issue footnote number 28 explains that the Marshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo brings down Sha'ikr lahalocha kidasa rishonim, that he says the halocha is like those rishonim that hold that on Yontif only you're allowed to go and be matriach yourself to cover them up. All the other achronim over here say, like the rishonim that say that it's mutter to do this even on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chav Zayin adds, Kegon Shehein Seduros Viomdus Levinian, talking about the bricks over here that are muktzah because they are set and arranged over here to be made into a building. As we've already explained, the Chanal Basim and Shin Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chav Ches says that you are allowed to cover even up these bricks, Aval Osel Taltalam Mimkoma, but you're not allowed to move them because they're muktzah, and Av She'en Lo B'Mel Lachasos, and even if you have nothing to cover them up with, you're still not allowed to move them, as we learned earlier in the Magen Avraham in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sivkat and Gimel. The issue footnote number 29 brings down that Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Yud brought down Shekol Dover Sha'asa L'Taltalo Mekol Moko Muta L'Chapos L'Av Kli. Even if you're not allowed to move something, you're allowed to put a Kli on top of it over here. And even though Hakisui Nasa L'Tzorach HaDover, also even though it's being done obviously for the thing that's Mutza, you're allowed to do this. And he says the same thing would apply in regards to a beehive. We learned in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tez Zayin Shemuta Lifros Alea Machatzelis. You'd be allowed to put some sort of a mat over the beehive. And the Mishnah Berurah explained over there that you're doing this over here to protect it from the sun or protect it from the rain. Sivchas, the Mechaber writes, Mutar litein kli tachas hadelef b'shabbos. One is permitted to put a bucket underneath a draining water that's coming down from your roof on Shabbos. Sivkat m'chavtes, the Mishnah Berurah explains, tachas hadelef, it's coming underneath the water that's dripping down, shadolev derech hatikra, it's coming down through your roof, or any other similar situation, and this water would obviously ruin your house. The Mechaber continues and he says, Vinnis Mali, this bucket gets filled up, you're allowed Shovcho to pour it out, and put it back in its place to collect more water. However, he says, Vahu, she had delef royal ruchitza, but the water at least has to be usable for washing purposes. But if it's not, Avolam Eino Roy, if it's so dirty and muddy that it's not even usable for washing purposes, then also you wouldn't be allowed to go put the bucket over there. Mishum She'enosim Graf Shori L'chatrila, because you're essentially making it into a chamber pot, L'chatrila, which you're not allowed to do, because this is essentially Mavatan Kli Me'echono, making the Kli no longer usable. However, the Mechaber concludes and he says, V'imnosan Kli Tachas Delef She'eno Roy L'chitza, but if you did put the bucket underneath water that is unusable, even for washing purposes, then you are allowed to go and move it after the fact. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed explains that if it's good for rechitza, the ein alamotar hayored shem muktza onolad. He says the rain that came down, and that's what's coming through your roof over here, doesn't have the status of being muktza itself or nolad, being considered a new entity. And the yochalish soso, and you could drink it if you wanted to, olir chosimenu, or use it for washing, and that's why it wouldn't make it into a graf shel re'i. Uadin imuroi rak l'shias behema, and it would be good even if it was just usable for your animal. You wouldn't drink it yourself because it's dirty, but your animal would drink it, so that also is considered halachically not a graf shel re'i, and it's perfectly permissible to put the kli there. It's not called mevato kli meyichano. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph says, however, if it's not usable, pirish, einosim dover shimos al semech shia mutar achakach lutzio kegraf shori. You're not allowed to chachila go and put something into a situation where it's going to become a graf shori, and only then afterwards say, well, now I can move it because it's a graf shori. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'imafilu yitzratza shishar kachin, if you want to leave it over there, v'lo yizizenu mimkomo, and you're not going to move it, nevertheless, still, gamkin osir, kemosha kosu aposim, because as we've already explained, it would be mavato kli meichano, as you can see over here, v'ayin in the bir halacha. And if you look in the bir halacha over here, in dira maschal osir, mishum she'ein v'chule, he says the ikar reason over here is because ein mavatan kli meichano. You won't be able to move it now, because it has a muktza thing inside of it. Towards the end of this bir halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Chayyadim, who writes, "The mokum tzorich gadol, but under extenuating circumstances, yesh lismoch al hator. You could rely on the lenient opinion of the Torah, who is posek shafilu be'eno roy mutar litein kli latachtov. You could do this even if its water is not usable." And he says, "V'nei masha ananogim lito baboker meinatila toch kli afshu bevaday einam ruyim l'rechitza." People take their negovaser, they pour it into a basin, and then they move that basin, or they do mayim achronim, and they go and remove the mayim achronim from the table. How are we allowed to do this? Obviously, they hold like the Torah. Furthermore, he adds that even this water isn't really called Eino Roy, because at worst, it just has a Ruach Ra on it in this situation of the Negovatz or the Mayim Achronim, if that's even true, and therefore it's not called Eino Roy, unless it's really mixed with mud or dirt, that it's really not usable at all for anything. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Bey says, when you are allowed to move this bucket, Hainu Af Kodem Shinismali, even before it's fully filled up, it's brought down in the El Yerabah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Gimel, the Dafka Kishahu Nosud Bemokum Shi Shivaso Kavua Sham. You're only allowed to remove this utensil over here after the fact if it's a place where you're sitting there for and the Graf Shori, so to say, bothers you. The Mos love, it's disgusting to you. That the Kigraf Shori, Sheitiru Latatlo, it's now like a chamber pot that is permitted to be moved, Lotzio La Ashba Mnekvodo, because it's not covered up brios to have this garbage right next to you. That this is only true is if your place is set over there, as we already learned in Simon Shinches Siv Amadalit Ayin Sham, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 33, that you are allowed to bring your bed over there or to bring a table over there and have a meal there or sleep over there, and now you can remove it. But just to stand there for a minute or just sit there for a minute, ain't no moila, that doesn't help at all. The issue footnote number 36 brings another cooler down from a Vayashiv Zatzal. He says that nowadays, Sha'ein Amrulim Shsia, even though the water might be able to be drunk, it's not potable water. Nevertheless, Harim Yakol Mokom, Ru'uyimim La'diach Bem Esbesakise. You can flush it down the toilet. You can use this water to clean out your toilet, and therefore it is also called Ru'uya in this extent. With this, we conclude Simin Shin Lamed Ches and today's Shir.